Oh, hello.
Hey, we're going to do our show now. It's the quickest hour in the business. You know why? Because we're only doing 30 minutes. That's why.
It's pretty good.
Why it's going to fly by like you've never felt time before. It's going to be commercial free.
Commercial free 26 minutes.
26 minute commercial free. There might be some subtle ads, you know how they do like with Pepsi now, like they just put it like because commercials are so slimy, like within the sitcom they'll like you'll see product placement. That's how we'll do it. We'll do it so sly.
I like that more. Yeah. I think
you think so. Yeah, yeah. It's a better way to go. I'm feeling good though. How you I have my Under Armour. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah, you look
actually
great.
I like it because it makes me feel like a superhero. Like, I mean, if I see someone getting mugged, I'm still not going to do anything, but I feel I can flee faster.
Will you
when
take
I run
off
away
your shirt
scene,
before
yeah.
you flee?
just do this one, and they're like, and stop. I might yell, stop, and then I will run in the other. Mm-hmm. I will call 911 for that person, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, I'm still not going to intervene because I could get hurt.
If Kelly was here, she'd make fun of you.
No, you know what? Because I bought this yesterday, and I showed Kelly, and I think she was intrigued because she was like, how much was that?
Wait, because she wants it to run in.
Yeah, it's good for running, but I don't. I just wear the gear. You know, like some people go to Starbucks with their laptops open and act like they're writing. I just hang out in workout gear and I act like I just worked out. Like I just make faces and stuff. Like, oh man, I blasted my quads today.
That's a good idea.
And try to pick up.
I bet if you walked into Spot Coffee wearing like a fluorescent fleece and like spandex pants with like a water bottle or something, you looked exasperated. I bet you could pick up chicks. I bet they would think that you had just worked out. I mean, chicks that would want you to want to date some guy who just worked out.
I like maybe get some cards made up that says like personal trainer.
Yeah.
You know, like
you could trick a few people.
That's the new producer card, like personal trainer. Or like just, I could, you know.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, go on Tinder, wear that stuff, put your profile on Tinder. We could just really catfish somebody.
You know, the things I've heard about Tinder, like I am, you know, a lot. I don't have a profile anywhere, like in nowhere, like iCupid, JDate, although I do want to put up on one JDate. But no.
What's JDate?
For Jewish daters, JDate.
Oh, wow.
They just take the first letter. And, you know, Plenty of Fish, all that. No profiles on there because I meet women the old-fashioned way by stalking them.
Yes.
But,
that's good.
No, but I've heard so many wonderful, wonderful things about Tinder that I was like, man. Yeah. I really got to try this, but you know what? My phone is, I'm dealing with old technology because I don't have a 4. So before I was going to download the app, but before I could do it, there's like, you need the new, you know, the OS, what is it, 7? What are we on?
Yeah, I don't have that either.
And I don't have enough space on my phone. Cause
me
I have
neither.
Because I haven't upgraded. You haven't upgraded yet either, aren't you?
No, but like, I'm due.
You were so scared. You're like, I'm going to go to a Galaxy. And then you're like, came back the next week. You're like, nah, no Galaxy. I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
like,
and then I still have the same phone because I just melted down.
Well, yeah, I still have the same phone too because it's like, I was waiting. And then I'm like, but now just to get this Tinder app because I've heard so many. And when I say wonderful, I'm winking for the people because it's you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what
I'm not on Tinder, but I know.
Yeah,
all
but you
about
heard
it.
What it's all about.
Yeah,
it's not your average dating website. Apparently, I don't know. So,
but I think we should all make profiles just whatever. On Tinder, well, see what happens.
For sure. I mean, certain people that you know might not appreciate it. But
that's true.
Sure. She doesn't have to know because she certainly doesn't listen to the show.
No, she'll never find out.
No, you know what? We'll make a profile for the show. So we'll cover you. See, they'll be like, oh, it's for the Jason and Adam show or whatever we're calling it. We're rebranding.
You know, rebranding?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if we could be movie madness because sometimes we don't talk about a lot of movies.
Yeah,
so
I think that's out the door.
It is. It's very confusing to people and understandably so. Okay. So everybody, we're going to update our phones, then we're going to get on Tinder, and we're going to make a profile.
We're making profiles for each other. We'll make them for each other.
Yeah, there you go, because that's unbiased and, like, from a different perspective.
Yes.
You know, you've seen things better. So that's
you'll have 1,000 dates. I'll take very good care of you.
1,000 dates. Yeah, and then we'll make a documentary or something out of it. Like
that's a good idea.
Because that's never been done before.
You are the man with the plan. You got the good ideas.
Well, I'm a big picture guy. A lot of times, I'm not the nuts and bolts guy. I don't know, but... I have good ideas.
You have great ideas. I think that's a perfect little documentary about two guys making Tinder stuff for each other and going on the dates, except I'm sure there's a few people who wouldn't be okay with that. But I think it's worth it.
It's for, but then you always have a defense. It's for art.
Exactly.
It's for entertainment purposes only. So let's go with that. Like the WWE, it's not real.
It's true.
I don't know if I'm, I don't want to upset anybody. I mean, I mean, they do hit each other. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to run into like the Big Show one day and he's going to realize, cause he's a friend of the show and he's going to be like, here, let me show you something that's not real.
And he'll just put his hand over your face and smother you.
No, he's just going to pick me up like Bane style and break my back. Yes. And then I'll have to hang from a rope for 3 months before I come back and beat him.
Yeah, and but you will beat him.
Oh, and it'll I will. Be,
because you already have your Under Armour suit on.
So I will wear this. And you know, the only problem with this, let me warn you, when you do wear Under Armour and you have like, if you're in your car and you have a jacket on, because I had a hoodie and then a jacket, and I stopped at Tim Hortons to get a coffee, but it was like so restrictive that I almost didn't, like, I fell short. I T-Rexed it. I alligator armed it, you know, like old short.
Yes.
I couldn't, only because I couldn't reach out my window because it's a little restrictive with the jacket on. So I almost lost my coffee because she was meeting me halfway and she had an early release. No. And so.
But you caught it because you have superhero like reflexes.
Yeah. Yes, because I am a superhero with red Under Armour on.
We need a good name. The Hammer, I think, is your.
That's my superhero name?
Yeah.
Sure.
I like it. I like all of this.
We're going in great directions. That's all I have to say. Oh, and I should mention, you know, because people, I am known for my awesome interviews. That
yeah, that's what I've heard.
Like, no, well, last week when you weren't here, I talked to Ari. I have a picture of him on me and my Facebook. He was the comedian that was in town last week.
Beautiful.
At the Heliums. But no, we had a great, great interview. He actually even mentioned, he said, hey, this interview's going great. Nobody's done that before. No, we talked for like an hour. It was very, very informative. So you guys should go look that up on the blog if you want to hear a great comedy interview where Ari talks about stuff. I don't want to say his last name because if I don't see it, I always say it wrong. You know, I have to like look at it because it's actually not a bad last name, but I just mispronounce it.
Hmm.
You know who's in town this week is the guy from Last Comic Standing, Gary Goldman.
Yes,
pronouncing
I saw
that correctly. And apparently he's doing things on a budget because he was going to call in at 4:30, but apparently his train was delayed. So I don't know. Like, he wants all the amenities of a bus, but he can't quite afford a plane. I don't know why he's taking the train.
Because I think trains are just the way to travel.
He's trying to romanticize his. I don't know where he's coming from. I don't know. But yeah, apparently his train was delayed, so he couldn't call in today. So maybe I'll do that tomorrow if I.
Awesome.
So we'll talk to, or I'll talk to him. Sorry, you won't be here.
That's awesome. What? Let's just talk real quick, just so that we can keep everyone up to date. What kind of like independent comedy shows are going on?
Oh, is this our comedy segment?
Yeah, it's our little comedy area. What's
independent shows?
What's still happening? Yeah, like
you mean like underground, like not at the big
not
the big
at Helium.
Clubs?
Like what's going on in the underground scene right now?
That's a good question.
The shows still happening down at Hardware?
We should have a guest. No. I don't think any shows are happening. I think all shows shut down.
Did they really?
I don't know.
Well, no, there's the Nietzsche show, obviously.
Well, that's a weekly, that's the longest running showcase.
Yeah. Is Good Bar on Sunday still happening?
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
Good Bar on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, that's a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of good comedians that aren't necessarily, you know, just these big timers at Helium, but Helium's also,
right. Well,
I mean, if you want
to
see the...
These are beginners in there.
Yeah,
you know,
and you might, but you might see some of the guys you'll see on Helium at those other shows too, because they're preparing for their middling. No, but I mean,
or
like
maybe. Oh yeah, like Rick Matthews.
Yeah,
he middles.
Or
at
Josh
Helium.
Does. He does the Nietzsche's, and then he'll get up on stage. Or it's a lot of people.
Or the Mark Waltons, sure.
Yes, exactly.
Of our town.
So
if
you could see the best comedians in Buffalo.
Yes.
Every Sunday and Tuesday, at least.
Yes.
And Monday night, I think, at Broadway Joe's.
Is that
Joe's.
Our product placement? Are you getting paid to say this?
No, I'm just, you know, helping out the community, I think.
Oh, no, you are very community-oriented. I like that. I'm going to put that in your Tinder profile.
That's very community-oriented.
Community-oriented. I don't even know what that means.
Yours is going to say superhero slash physical.
Specimen?
No. What was it? Not physical. Personal trainer.
Because I am quite the physical specimen. Because let me add this about my thing. Because I think Nike is, this isn't Nike. I like Under Armour a little bit. This is like Nike combat wear.
You're saying Nike?
Yeah. That's what I said. I said Nike.
Unbelievable.
So, no, but you know, like I think the sneakers run a little small because I'm usually just a 10.5, but usually I have to buy 11 in Nikes. I know this is fascinating for everyone. But no, I mean, and I got a lot, you know, because this is supposed to be tight. Because it keeps you. But I got a large, and the large was still too tight, so I had to go back and get an extra large. So just be aware if you buy Nike. They're small. They run small in everything.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah. I don't know if you're a big Nike guy.
No. I'm not really a big anything guy. I don't spend money on clothes.
Well, you like ironic. You're like a, what are you wearing?
Ironic
like
t-shirts. It? Yes. Those are actually my favorite. This is a
class
school shirt.
Class of 2011. What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, this is a school shirt. This is a shirt from school. But yeah, I love good t-shirts, but everything else, it's like.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you're a t-shirt. I am a basic guy. Like, I just like either jeans, cargo pants, and like a crew. I don't even like collared shirts really because it's, I don't like stuff around my neck. So just give me like a nice pullover and I'm pretty happy with that. That's my basic dress style. And
I'll make sure to put that on
sneakers.
The Tinder profile.
Yes, and just like sneakers, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld, still in his third, just all like 30 pairs of shoes, and all most of them sneakers. Like,
yeah,
and one pair of dress shoes.
I usually just wear sneakers until they fall apart, and then get a new pair. Yeah.
Well, that's the,
Bob Dylan style.
It's the comedian's dress code. That's how you can see comedians dressed on Sunday at Good Bar. Actually, I think they rebranded that. They call it Uncle Jerry's Attic, maybe.
Oh, cool.
And
are they still doing the improv stuff?
Yeah, the improv. Awesome. I haven't been there a couple Sundays because I've been working, but hopefully I'll make it there, you know, obviously. This Thursday, though, I'll be in the Rochester. If anybody's in Rochester, I'll be at the Joke Factory open mic.
Nice.
Catch me there. And, of course, it comes with my solid guarantee. If you don't laugh once, catch me after show. You can punch me in the face.
One time.
One time.
I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go and not laugh. And just videotape
no, you can't,
myself.
You can't try. You can't, like, stand there, like... I just did a show in DePew last Friday, and there was this older gentleman, and you know, it's like, you know, it is a body language thing though. But like, if you're watching a show, and if you're sitting, don't sit there with your arms crossed, because it is, it's like, what, like you're just like looking at me, like, yeah, make me laugh, or like, I'm not open. You're saying I'm not open to you, so of course I had to talk to this guy, and I said he looked like a Morty. I don't think he understood anything I said, though, because I was like, you look like a Morty. Is your name Morty? And then he went on something about, he was talking about we could be like a ventriloquist act. And then
that's pretty funny.
He kind of gave me like the fisting. He gave me like a fist note. I was like, oh, I don't know where you're going there, buddy, but I'm game. You know, I'm up
yes.
for it. But yeah, but then everything I said, he just had a different, like, I don't think he understood. You know, sometimes as you get older, I think it just seems like younger people talk too fast for you or something. So I mean, he had a smile on his face, but it's just, you know, it's disconcerting when you're trying to, you know, you're putting on a performance for people and they stare at you with their arms crossed.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's not ideal. So
it's the worst in the world. I'm going to get a T-shirt made that just says a black T-shirt and in white letters it's going to say heckler. I'm just going to sit in the front row and not laugh at any of your jokes. Just see what happens with you. See how long it takes for you to melt
before
out.
I explode on you? Yeah. It won't take long. Trust me.
I'm going to say nothing. Even when you start talking to me, just sit there and say nothing. And then afterwards, I'll come up and say, didn't I do a good job? The show was better because of me, like all the hecklers usually do.
Yeah.
They loved us. Okay.
Yeah, I really added to the show.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
No, you didn't. Not at all.
I hate you. Yes, but no, that'll be fun.
Oh, you know, the open mic is happening at Helium tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Too, but I won't, I have to.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Free open mic at Helium.
Two drink minimum, though. Or a two item minimum. I don't know what that, like, maybe you could order some wings or whatever they have on the menu. I'm not sure.
Food's delicious there.
It's not bad.
I've had it a few times.
That's our comedy segment for the show.
Okay.
Let you know, because there's nothing really, yeah, it's not really a good open mic happening on Thursdays right now. Kind of fell apart. And then Fridays and Saturdays are shows.
Yeah, big times.
Shows or shows at the, formerly at the Adams Mark that we used to put on.
Yes, like Effect Comedy. Holler if you hear me. Which, but now let's talk about this. The Lego Movie is kicking some serious butt.
It is number one at the box office, I think. Oh, I already lost it. Yeah, it's like it made like 70 million.
It's amazing.
Will Arnett is the voice of Batman.
Yeah, very cool. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is the hero Lego
yes.
guy. I don't know what's his name.
You know, Chris Pratt is just a dream, isn't he?
I would say, I mean, he's probably living the life. He gets to be in dramatic films like
yeah.
Dark 30.
Zero Dark 30, but he can still play that fun. He, even though he's like a really hardcore Navy SEAL in that movie, he's still the pretty fun Navy SEAL.
Yeah, the guy
you know
has
what I mean?
A
good
the
sense
one, of humor.
Yes,
yeah.
the clown.
Yeah, and he can play the doofus on like Parks and Recreation.
Which
and
is so good.
He's married to Anna Faris.
Yeah, that's who he... Oh, don't
that's
you love her?
Bad. I do. She's... I haven't really seen her new... I know she did that TV show get canceled. She was in a TV show. It's usually trouble when you... She's already gone back to TV from movies, but
yeah, I think it's canceled.
But the Bunny House, what was the show where she got in really good shape? House Bunny?
House Bunny.
Yeah.
And that is funny.
It's not bad.
And Emma Watson's in it as well. And a whole bunch of other people that are very funny.
It's basically a movie where she has to take over the nerd sorority, and they take, and these are all, these actresses, they're all hot, like Emma.
Yeah, and they pretend like they're ugly.
But no, all they have to do, they do the old movie thing, like, oh, they're wearing glasses, so they're unattractive.
Like, and she's all that.
And Emma, she has to act like a little, like, nebbish. And then, but then, you know what I mean? But she's like, I think you can be attractive. Like, glasses are in, you know?
I think so, too.
All the hipsters are wearing. Like, every night, like, last weekend when I was at out, let's say. I would say where it was.
Oh, but here the girls, he is. This guy's going out now.
I am leaving. Sometimes I leave my house.
Yes.
Sometimes I have the self-esteem to look at myself in the mirror for 5 seconds and fix my hair and be like, you're all right.
You're okay.
No, but like big glasses. I remember when I was like in grade school, that's like, it's already cycled around because, you know, like big, like all the girls, all the hipster girls, like with the tight jeans and the boots, but they have like big glasses.
When you were in grade school?
Yeah.
There were hipster girls when you were in grade
school? No, I'm saying I had the really big glasses. Like, I could bring in, I was like, I was so hip now, but back then, like.
But were you hip then?
No, I just had really big glasses. That looked ridiculous. But now everyone's wearing, like the girls are wearing them. And it's like, oh, I was ahead of my time. I'm just ahead of my
time. I've been wearing these for a long time, these kind of glasses.
Yeah, but yours aren't big. Yours are just black frames, though.
Yeah, but they look awesome.
They do make you look smart. I'm going to put that on your Tinder profile.
His glasses make him look smart.
They're fake. They're not. He doesn't even need them. Make him take his glasses off. They're just to accentuate his curly locks.
They're just to cover up his gigantic eyebrows.
No, powerful eyebrows. Those are
powerful.
Like
I like the word powerful.
Yeah, like, well, I have prominent brows. Those are in.
Sweet. Frida Kahlo.
Well, you're kind of mixing your genders, and she had one strong uni brow. She was not, let the record show, she was way not as hot as Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek is still pretty hot, even with a uni brow and some extra hair pasted on her. Although she's probably pretty hairy because she's, you know, Mexican. So
there you go. Got to throw one in to really upset some people. Just love it.
Hey, I love Mexican ladies. They are hot. I spent some time in Tijuana. That's all I'm going to say.
I think that's all you should say.
It's probably all I'm allowed to say, I think, for the record. I mean, that's all I can say on terrestrial radio.
Mm.
I don't want the FCC to build their file against me. I think it's already like thick, like the one against Neo. They slam it against the table.
Your like file Matrix. Is, your file's enormous.
You think so? A lot of complaints that
they
can't
follow
up on.
How many shows have we done? At least
84.
At least one a show.
You think so?
At least. I would go, you're pushing 100 right now.
Hey, I'm just being me. I'm being real. That's what...
Yeah, the hammer doesn't play games.
No, actually, this is our 83rd show, I believe. Somewhere in there. And that's not including some extra, like, interviews that I've done. But, like, just show-wise. Yeah, 84. So, we'll have a big celebration for number 100.
Yeah, we'll have to bring Kelly back.
She's coming back. She's just got a lot of... She's, you know, women... No offense to women out there, but they get
over. Here you go. Here's number two.
Well, no, because she's getting married, so she's planning a wedding, and it's a location or what's a destination wedding.
Yeah.
So that does require a lot of planning. So, you know, she feels overwhelmed. So driving here before her other job for an hour and sitting on her phone is very stressful. She can't,
listen,
are you listening, Kelly?
Listen, the more junk you talk about her, the less likely she is to come back here.
She is coming. She's on sabbatical, my friend. Trust me, she's coming back because we need her. She's the voice of reason.
Absolutely.
Without her, we're out of control. It would be.
We're talking about Tinder.
Yeah, we're talking about the joys of Tinder, and things of that nature. But no, she will be like once she gets married in the spring, and then things will settle down. She'll come back. She'll need to come back because, you know, the publisher of the Buffalo News who listened to our show, unfortunately, I gave him one that had some other unfortunate things in there, but it's okay.
Oh, boy.
No, but he said he gave her compliments first, even before he said anything about me. He's like, oh, you know what? Kelly's great on there. And this was to me. He was like, she has a great radio voice. And I think he actually labeled her the voice of reason as me and you were going off on. Weird tangents. I think that was the episode where we defended Daniel Tosh.
I didn't defend anybody.
you were nodding in silent agreement,
though. I sat quietly and let you go to battle with Kelly, and I think she won.
Ah,
Let's not get into it, though.
Yeah, we don't need to rehash. That was 50 shows ago. That was probably almost a year ago.
That was probably the most controversial show we had.
It was. It drew the most amount of comments, which was one.
Yes.
Which was none. No. Yeah, I don't need to re-defend people, but whatever said on a comedy stage is fair game. Case closed.
And there he goes. There he goes defending people. Because
it's a joke, and lighten up, everybody. Hey, you know what? I am. You watching a season of Justified? We'll talk some TV.
I don't know anything.
TV segment.
Yeah, talk to me about it. I don't know anything about Justified.
Because I'm Mr. Exposition today.
I like it.
Oh, you're not watching? Well, I don't want to ruin it for you if you're not watching a season.
No, let's have it.
You're not catching up on it. Well, you know, I feel like this season's got so much going on, it's almost confusing. There's like a lot. There's like so many threads. I don't even know how I feel about it. You know, because sometimes you have to sit back and like season, I think this is season 5. So season 4.
Oh, wow. We're that deep into the show.
Yeah, like season 4, reflecting on it, you know, pretty good season. Had Patton Oswalt as a little sheriff guy. Got a little beat up. He took care of business, which is funny because now there's all these comedic actors on Justified being tough because, like, this season has Will Sasso on there.
Oh, wow.
Of course, he already got killed. Spoiler. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I didn't say, hey, if you're watching it, tune out just for the next 3 minutes.
You already spoiled it.
No, but Will said, oh, yeah.
Why would they tune out now?
All right, tune back in.
Yeah.
It's not a spoil. It's not like he had a large role, but it's funny because Will Sasso and the guy from Kids and the one guy, Dave Foley, who are both Canadians, played Canadians, which is funny, but they're playing like tough guys. You know, like these comedians are playing tough guys, and like Patton Oswalt, who's the furthest thing from a tough guy. Well, he wasn't really playing it. He was playing a dork, but he was still like a lawman. Who else was on there? Oh, Bob Balahan. Do you know who that is? He's a guy that was the pirate from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
He was on there as a hitman, which is weird. And he was, because he was Abraham Lincoln. Or not Abraham Lincoln. He was Stephen, who was the guy that Abraham Lincoln had to debate? Stephen Jackson. That's a running back from the Rams. You know, Stephen something. But he was in the, you know,
Abraham Lincoln, vampire slayer.
I know. Good thing I don't teach it.
Yeah, I don't teach it either.
But no, it's just funny that there's a lot of, you know, and there's good humor. As like I said, I could play that guy, but I'm not tall enough, I believe. I could be. I have a lot of qualities of Raylan Givens. You know, I take care of business. I don't take a lot of guff. That's me.
It's actually true.
I'm just a lot shorter. And I don't look as good in a cowboy hat, probably. And I don't like cowboy boots. But, I mean, that's my thing. No, but it's, there's, and then, what? I think I had a further point. Oh, no, there is a... Oh, and you know Will Sasso? Did you... you're on Vine.
Yeah.
Will Sasso had a great Vine account.
He's done?
Well, I don't think he officially retired, but he just hasn't been Vining recently.
Oh, man, his Vine account was a reason to have Vine.
Yeah, if you're on Vine, if you know what that is, I'm not going to explain if you don't. But, yeah, definitely check out Will Sasso's Vine. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger driving. He has like 20-30 of those.
And then he had the Stone Cold Steve Austin one that was unbelievable.
Yeah, I revine that one. I love that one. And then a couple other great characters. He did some stuff with Lemons. It's good stuff.
Oh, boy.
That's our Vine recommendation. That's from our Vine corner. Follow Will Sasso, even though he doesn't Vine anymore. And follow, I don't know, I don't really have any other good recommendations on Vine. And watch Justified and see how you feel about that. But I feel like... it's kind of convoluted is my point. There's a lot going on.
Well, you know,
and I have a new crush though. I dig that the Black Marshall chick. She's kind of hot. I don't know her name.
I don't know even anything that you're talking about. So
I thought you watched Justified.
No, I said 5 minutes ago. I've never seen the show before. I had no idea it was even in five seasons.
I'm gonna have to go
back.
What do you? I believe you were watching it, though. Are you sure? Did you never watch it?
I've never watched it.
I'm going to have
Justified.
To go back and listen to the shows as I do, because I'm in love with the sound of my own voice.
So what you're saying is you're going to go home, and you're going to listen to old shows to find out whether or not I said
Maybe
we're
talking
Justified.
About a different show. Yes, I am. Because you know I have to prove if I'm right or wrong. And you know what? Well, I actually have a tape. I had a professional tape my set from Friday, because I was going to start.
Oh, awesome.
You know, looking for gems, but I can't bring myself to watch it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, I think it's okay. He said it was okay, but you know what? You're in the middle of it. Plus, you're your own harshest critic, though. So you're in the middle of it. And when people, I think, want, you know, some things don't work the way you want it, it's just, like, awful. And then me talking to the audience.
How many minutes did you do?
22, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So it was a long, yeah, it was an extended set.
Was that the longest time you've gone?
I think so. But yeah, but you know, I figure Booker's. I just wanted to start strong and finish because you know, like if you send it to a tape, they'll probably only they're not gonna watch a whole 20 minutes. They'll watch like, the first five or maybe even three, and then like skip to the end. So I was just trying to cram everything in there, and then you know, like a lot of filling in that meatloaf.
So this is what you did. You basically set up your best jokes for the first 3 or 4 minutes, and then you also closed well.
I tried.
So you're in the mind of the Bookers, is what you're telling me.
Well, that's,
I love your style.
That's how you got to do it. That's the advice I got from many people that I asked around. Well, of course, yeah, they're not. Who's gonna sit there and watch?
No one's watching 22 minutes.
They probably won't even watch it at all. They'll probably just like some screw. They'll be like, "What do you? Will you work for $40 and a beer?" And I'll be like, "Yeah." And we're willing to drive 6 hours to this horrible club of mine. I'll be like, "Yeah." And they're like, "You come on out."
Yeah.
Who cares?
$40. See you on the other side.
Yeah. That's comedy, though. That's the lowest rung of comedy, which I'm barely I'm barely touching that rung. I'm reaching out.
Yeah. Perfect. I love it.
All right. Well, that's our 30 minutes. It's 4:59. We should
that flew by.
I know that flew by.
Fastest hour
in radio
and entertainment. I'm going to say that's how far I'm going
to
go.
We caught you up on everything. We caught you up on what to wear, what to watch, and what movies to go to. Right, basically.
What apps to download? Who to follow on Vine?
Yeah, I mean that's going to be the teaser for the episode. But the things that I write out for the episode sometimes never hold true. I'm just waiting for someone to call me on it. Be like, you guys never talked about that, and I'll just be like, oops, edited it out. Sorry.
Well.
All right. Well,
it's been a dream.
Yeah, and hopefully tomorrow I will talk to Gary Gulman. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think it's confirmed yet. Maybe his train hasn't landed. I don't know what Gary Gulman's doing. Maybe his train broke down. He had to take a bus. Who knows?
That'd be terrible.
He's a handsome hunk of a man, if I may say that in all honesty. I think he could get a ride because he's like, he doesn't look like your average comedian. He's like 6 foot. He's tall enough to be Raylan Givens. He's like 6 foot six.
And that's like pretty tall.
He used to play college football. Yeah. I mean that in the best way possible. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, stick around if you're in your car. And we got a great, who's coming up? Sarah Stone. DJ Stone. Look at that. She's got a DJ name. What are you going to play? What kind of music are you going to play?
I'm playing a little bit of reggae and a little bit of hip-hop.
Combined or separately? Like a little fusion? Yo, look at reggae hip-hop.
Awesome.
Stay tuned for that.
Absolutely.